Yes, that's correct. The initial release from the cages was in the region of 6,000 animals, but the vast majority of those seem to have been contained within the outer perimeter fence of the mink farm. A smaller number, several hundred, we understand, escaped then through the gates or through the perimeter fence into the wider countryside. There was a fairly significant recapture over the initial period then by the owners of the farm and local gun clubs and so on, trapping and shooting them. So the vast majority of the mink have been recaptured or contained within the farm. The animals that are in the wider countryside, I suppose in some ways, are probably easy enough to catch, relatively speaking, because these are animals that have been reared in cages and have never had to fend for themselves. So, you know, even some of them are getting killed by cars on the roads. So we're not expecting the final figure to be very, very high relative to the initial release into the wild. And some of these animals will eventually naturalize, there's no doubt about that, into the wider countryside.
You said that there were 6,000 minks that initially escaped. If most of these hadn't have been recaptured, this would have been an environmental disaster.
Well, certainly that number of farmed mink released into locality would have an impact on the local wildlife. There's no doubt about that. But we have to bear in mind two things. First of all, that American mink have been naturalised in the Irish countryside since the 1950s, when fur farming started off. First, there were escapes from fur farms even back as far as then. So there is a wild population of mink in Donegal, as there is in most of the rest of Ireland. And the animals that are born and bred for many, many generations in the wild in Donegal are very adept at fending for themselves, at hunting, and there's no doubt about it, they are very efficient and opportunistic predators, both in aquatic systems, in rivers and lakes and streams, and also on dry land, as some people will know from raids on poultry houses and so on and so forth. But like any incident like this, it would be a very serious threat to local wildlife at the time of the release or for the period immediately following that, especially if it was to happen during the bird nesting season, when ground nesting birds would be particularly vulnerable to predation by hungry mink escaping them from a farm. They'd be easy pickings. That's not the case at this time of the year, thankfully. But the animals coming from the farm, as I say, that have had to have never had to fend for themselves, will be at a serious disadvantage when it comes to competing for space and food with other wild mink, so to speak, in the wider countryside. And quite a number of those farmed releases would, you know, be killed by we'd call them wild mink and other animals as well. Otters, for example, are known in certain circumstances to attack and kill mink when they're competing for the same food space, so to speak, in a river pool or whatever.